Let's pray. Forgiving God, we come to you this morning praising you for who you are and your steadfastness. We lift up those in need of your healing hand, for Glenn Wilcox, for Ben as he continues his rehab, for James Courier, for Linda Gray, for Bim, for the in-laws of our friend in Canada, Aaron, for Kate, for her progress and her cancer treatments effective, that they would be effective, for Kay and her family as she lives in hospice care, for all those who are ill with seasonal illnesses, for ongoing health concerns, Anita, Bob, Nancy, Glenn, Earl, Andy, Monica, Isaac, Beverly, Helen, for all who are dealing with loneliness and depression, for all who are dealing with the brokenness of life and despair, for all dealing with problems that seem insurmountable, for the people of Israel and Palestine as they deal with the violence of war and death, pray for the safety and release of the hostages, for relief supplies to get to the people of Gaza, for the safety of people caught in the crossfire of war in Gaza, Galilee, West Bank, throughout Israel and Lebanon. We pray for our leaders and military as they deal with the role our nation is playing. Pray for our sailors in the Red Sea and for all involved in the operation of the port in Gaza. Pray for our leaders to help those in the Middle East to see a way to live side by side in peace. Pray for the nation and people of Ukraine in this third year of Russia's war. For those who mourn the deaths of family and friends killed by Russia. We lift up the people's safety, well-being, and relief, and pray for you to hear the cries of the Ukrainians. We pray for all Ukrainians held by Russia against their will, particularly children and youth who have been exploited in Russia, for all who must now live under Russian rule in the occupied areas, for all Ukrainian civilians and Americans in Russian prisons. Pray for wisdom and discernment for Ukrainian leadership, and pray that the Russian people would understand and confront the atrocities being committed in their name and bring about positive change. And we pray that the Ukraine would not be deserted by us or others in the West as they seek their own safety, independence, and security. We pray for Western resolve and courage for our leaders as they make difficult decisions about the host of problems confronting us. We pray for our own unity and resolve in the presence of these and other evils, that we will not turn our backs on evil. Pray for Haiti, for peace in the Far East, for all suffering from droughts and floods, for the people of Moldova and other former Iron Curtain nations threatened with Russian invasion. Pray for our nation and its leaders that they would abandon partisanship and seek the common good. Pray for all citizens that we would see beyond divisions and seek the common good. We pray for enough rain this season to sustain the streams and gardens, and we pray for sunshine. We pray that we would not experience any more freezes or frosts. Pray for wisdom, for leadership in our community and state. Pray for this particular church as we seek to be your witness. Pray for wisdom, forbearance, and discernment for our pastoral search. For medical staff, for teachers, first responders, those dealing with disasters, for refugees everywhere. We pray for your shalom everywhere and for all who call upon your name. And we lift up these and other prayers as we remember what your Son taught us, saying, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.